Okay, guys, we don't have any updates.
Oh, actually, though,
Oh,
wait.
shit. Okay, you do.
Well,
I was
not a
getting too
personal
far ahead of
update, but I
myself.
thought, I know, because I said that last time. Sorry.
That's okay.
But I thought it might be interesting to just make a note that the star couple is getting divorced, and I'm
Oh,
being a little bit facetious.
is it the oh my God, Melanie and Bill Gates? What's that her
Yes,
name?
Melinda and Bill
Melinda.
Gates, the
I know,
star
I saw
celebrity
that. Are they
couple.
the star celebrity couple and I
No,
just
I'm
wasn't aware?
joking.
Okay.
That's why
I
I'm
was like,
saying I'm
who
being
are they?
facetious. But I mean, I think in some ways they are because I
Guys,
think
I'm
people
making this.
assume they would never break up. But that
Me
just
too.
goes
I
to
thought
show
so
you
too. What
that any
happened?
relationship can end.
Oh my God, everything can. It's all just this.
Yeah.
You're lucky if it lasts, and you know, it could.
Yeah.
You're sometimes you're lucky if it doesn't. Who knows?
Exactly. Really, either way.
I don't think there's like a secret sauce of that.
No,
Like.
I think, and I think what's so interesting is coming to that realization because I think we are all taught that, like, you basically ride off into the sunset, like, once you're married and or have
No.
kids.
Oh God,
And
no.
I know, but that's what d is, don't you think that's what we're taught,
I
especially
think
women?
that let me think
And then
about
you
it.
learn at some point,
Okay,
you
so I
have
had
this
such a
loss of
horrible,
innocence that,
well, I
like, that
think
isn't true.
probably. I think it happened to me quite early though. Like my dad is a
Yeah, no,
perpetual
everybody, it's different.
cheater. So I feel
Everybody,
like
it's different.
if
Some
you
people
talk.
learn it as children, but sometimes they say, no, mine will be different. And so it will
No.
be. Do you know what I mean,
I
though? I
yeah,
think
if you
some
talk
kids
to
do feel that.
my oh my God, who am I thinking about? My friends from middle school. So like Anaja and like if even if you talk to like Dwayne or Nina, they will tell you I literally never wanted to have kids ever. I'm like just like I like oh like
So you're the one that is going to have kids.
I mean Nina has kids. but you know, I don't know. I think so, but I
But do you know what I
don't
mean?
know.
It's always the people that are alike.
Yeah, but like I definitely didn't, and like I also did not want to get married. Like those were all the things that I really, really didn't want to do because I just like saw it so negatively. And I still like even now, like you'll hear me and be like, well, you know, things with Mike work out. I'm very like, I don't know. It's like ingrained in my soul that I just can't imagine. It's hard to think that things will be good, even though they are. But I admit it's hard to think that they will be good. Which might be better than being a person who always thinks that things are good, or could be worse. Like I'm always waiting for something horrible to happen, which is not great. But yeah, like it's just fucked up. But the
Yeah.
whole, it'd be wonderful. Like they should just, there's a TV show on Netflix where they just like do a chemical analysis of like who's your best person, and then you just marry them. I mean, to be honest though, it
Wait,
still doesn't
what?
work out.
Wait, say
Yeah.
that again.
So there's this show on Netflix where there's a company that like will.
Oh.
Yeah, did you see
But
this? It's
this is also like Marriage at First Sight, where they have all these different
okay, these
people
people are
weigh
lying. No, let me stop you right there, Jamie. You're gonna need to go. Like, if you want to do an
in.
episode talking about this, I am happy to. But that show is a fucking shit show. This is like intentionally matching people that are horrible. Like, it's intentionally, like, they
Okay,
don't
yes,
say
that
that.
totally makes sense.
Yeah, they
That
don't say
totally, so
that,
the
but it
producers
doesn't.
are the ones who are making
I think
decisions.
so. Like this is like
Yeah.
intentional horrible
No, that totally
matches.
makes sense. Okay, I
Or
get,
yeah,
but
like I
this,
hate that.
but you think this show is different? This
Oh
show
no,
is
this is like
actually
a
really doing
no. Listen,
it.
this is a fictional television show, and
Oh,
yeah.
it's
So like
fictional.
it's
Okay,
fiction,
so
and
that's how we
also
know
yeah, it's
they have
fiction,
no
and
stock in it.
also it's horrible. Like they match you with these people, but like it's corrupt, and you can pay for matches that aren't even yours. It's just like. It's really good. I strongly suggest it, but it kind of makes you like think, yeah, probably not. Like I think the only
Yeah, probably
I don't know. Like I just don't think there is a
not.
secret. I don't think there's a secret sauce.
No, I agree.
I just think you just hope for the best.
Maya
Basically.
just totally tried to sit on me in my armchair and it did not work out for her. She jumped
She
off.
loves you.
She
She was
did
like, I'm gonna
try.
try, Mom.
I
She's
think
like,
she
I want
feels
you
a
to
little starved
know.
for my attention today. Sorry, Maya. Come here.
Katie is just staring at me while I make dinner. She has a little perch on a couch where she can watch you while you're in the kitchen. So that's what she's doing. She's
Nice.
making sure I'm not making any mistakes. I'm making, what am I making? Low carb. Ooh, sorry for my noisies. I'm making
Your
low
noises.
carb meatball beef stroganoff. So
Ah,
you already
sounds
know how that
nice.
goes.
Very nice. All right. So do you want me to read the question or do we want to
I'm
talk
ready.
More about?
No.
Okay. All right. And there is actually an update too, which we can talk about if we want to talk about the update.
Sure.
I think this person felt like they needed to explain more. I actually don't think they needed to, but I'm just going to read the original.
Okay.
Okay. So this is an am I the asshole question. So am I the asshole for giving my friend an ultimatum?
Ooh.
Yeah. So my husband and I decided to start trying for kids, and a friend of mine is thrilled. I've been around her kids for years and years now, and I've been an auntie to them for a long time, and I've spoiled her kids rotten, and now she's excited that she gets to do the same for me. However, while my friend is an excellent mother, she's a terrible mom friend. She is painfully judgmental about how other people raise their kids. I have heard her talk badly about a parent because they use the wrong brand of pacifier. She is out of control. So when she brought up how she was so excited to be there for me when I became when I become a first-time mommy, I laid boundaries fast, hard.
Good. Yeah,
I
you
told
don't need
her straight off. That I love her and she's a wonderful person and she's raised four beautiful, happy, healthy kids. So I know she's doing a lot right. But the first time she tells me I'm doing something wrong, that is not an immediate threat to the I think this means that is an immediate threat to the health and safety of my child. I will distance myself for who knows how long and how severely. I explain that I appreciate help, I appreciate advice, but it goes no further than that, and that I will refuse to even let her offer advice if she ever gives me an attitude for not listening to her advice. I explain that I will put motherhood before a friendship, and she can take it or leave it. Now, obviously, I said it much nicer than this, and I did make it clear that I respect the hell out of her parenting, but she raised babies 22 years ago, things change, and I'm not her. She seemed to accept it at first, then came back later and told me I was a horrible friend for threatening to cut her out of this new adventure, especially since I'm not even pregnant yet, which I do understand. We've been friends for 10 years now, and that's a lot to throw out the window. But I'm also not about to tolerate her behavior that I've witnessed time and time again, especially if I decide not to parent in her exact way.
Yes.
I wanted to set clear and defined boundaries now before she says something to me that makes me feel bad for parenting the way I want to parent or makes me question how I raise my child, et cetera. Becoming a new parent is already difficult enough without her coming over and giving me a snotty look because I decided to formula feed over breastfeed, or I chose disposable diapers instead of cloth diapers, or I picked the absolute wrong brand of wipes, or that I should never, ever do blight. I do feel like I could have approached a gentler, but I wasn't mean about it either. I just wanted to make sure that there was no misunderstandings. And I know she knows she's super judgmental because she admitted it herself.
Okay.
So is she the asshole for doing this? Yeah, I agree. See, we agree. Yeah. Look at that.
There's like way too much mommy shame. Like you should let people raise their kids however
the
fuck they
want. Yeah, that's
so
true.
Like,
that's
so
true.
You need to let them do what they want. They're their kids. They have their own unique situation and family dynamic, and honestly, like, there's no effing chance that I would ever do that. Like, I would never do that to a person. Be like, oh my god, like, you should be doing this. Now if you're like, hey, like, what did you do for this? I'm like, oh yeah, I love offering suggestions, but honestly, even with my suggestions, I've kind of like curtailed even that, because like I don't think that I am intentionally pushy. I think that I want to give advice, and I want you to, I don't mind if you don't take it, but I want to give it. And then I want to circle back with you and be like, how did it go? Did you love it? Was it great? And then if you're like, oh no, I didn't. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, how about this? Like, I'll offer another suggestion. I'll probe and ask you why. I don't stop doing that because I realize that like my intentions are not being, it's hard to understand what my intentions are. Like this is a like years ago issue. I don't do this shit anymore. Unless I feel like I'm at the end of my rope with someone, and then I will just be like, okay, well, listen, you need to chill the fuck out. But that rarely happens, and I'm okay with you not taking my advice. But so like understand, I guess what I'm saying is like understanding that her friend is like probably like a psychotic version of myself. I do get where she's coming from with wanting to like offer advice, especially because she raised her kids so much longer ago.
Yeah.
But I think that you just have to realize.
And also, I mean, she's obviously still, even though she, it's been time, she's still being judgmental.
Right.
Which is interesting. And she doesn't really know what she's talking about.
No, her, like honestly, it's just
her experience is dated.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and I mean, honestly, like,
and that's true. That's true. Every child is different. And to suppose that your children are the same. I mean, I've worked with with clients who are parents who really, and they have, they've, everything's worked with their, all their children except mm-hmm. this one child. Mm-hmm. And I also have a clients who are now adults who were that child growing mm-hmm. up. And it's so dramatic.
Yeah. Why can't you be more like Susie? Susie
yeah, because they easily. Were the sensitive one, or they mm-hmm. were they were just, their parents were misattuned.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you just really shouldn't tell. I mean, offer, like, if the person wants advice, offer advice and then back the fuck up. Like, about most things, honestly.
Yeah, but you need to make sure they want advice, I would even say, especially when it comes to mom stuff. Like, are you asking for advice here? I just want to even see. Yeah, yeah. I would double check because I agree with you. I think that's so sensitive because every parent, whether they are aware of it or not, has a negative belief that they're a bad parent and they mm-hmm. have a fear and they have shame around it.
Totally. And I just think that, you know, I don't want to do that to someone. And I could definitely see how, like, the friend, like, saying that to her, like,
yeah, but, like, I would say the one thing that this person should be accountable for is that, why didn't she, now I guess she might argue, well, it didn't affect me before, but, like, if this is your friend for 10 years, why are you not being like, hey, you're being a judgmental asshole. What are you mm-hmm. doing? Like, to me, that's a part of friendship, is that when you see your friend doing something that's not okay, even if it doesn't affect you, you try to say something. You try to get feedback.
I totally agree. But wait, I'm just going to play devil's advocate, even though I agree.
Yeah.
No,
I appreciate that.
There's a situation occurring currently that I have felt mm-hmm. in life that I have felt like I felt like I was at my limit today, and I finally said something, and I don't think it was received well.
Oh, good for you.
But, like, I definitely think that, like, it happened.
I'm so curious what it was. I'm sure we'll talk about it
later.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But yeah, like, I feel like hard to say something, yeah. even when you do see your friend doing bad behavior. Like,
no,
I felt
it's true.
That.
And I can also speak to, like, there's a friend that I don't talk to anymore who, like, I for years didn't say anything. And then I think by the time I wanted to, it felt like it was too late.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm not perfect about it.
So I'm just like, I could totally see myself being her, like, mm-hmm. knowing that, like,
no,
I probably didn't say anything. And, like,
yeah, it's like, well, at least the daggers aren't at me.
Right. And so, like, I get that. But, like, yeah, I don't think you were the asshole at all for saying something. Because,
No. I just think it is understandable that she's surprised. And
right.
I think this person came at it so strongly because of how judgmental mm-hmm. she was. And she just felt like, I have to be as much of an asshole as you are for you to even hear me, which
right.
is sad.
Right, right, right.
But probably
and
true.
And then on top of it, like, it sounds like she's not pregnant yet. So it's like she's trying, which I think is its whole, like, I don't know how she's trying, but.
Yeah, but she could be judgmental about that too.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, I feel like when you don't. Oh, no, I'm not yelling at you. I'm sorry. I'm just agreeing with you.
No,
what I'm saying.
I'm saying,
like,
oh, like, I'm interrupting you.
Yeah,
and you were
no,
say
you're
what
like reading my mind. She,
yeah, yeah.
So, like, if you are already struggling with fertility for whatever reason.
Yeah,
like, it's not just
oh my gosh, aren't you changing your diet? Like, have
right.
you even thought about going to this? What about that? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
So I feel like she was probably like, I'm going to say something now because this is already like a different type of journey. And mm-hmm. I already just,
she's
I
probably
need to start
been
right
holding
now.
This just like, just wait. I'm going to have to say something. Mm-hmm. I know I'm going to have to say something.
Yes.
It's been boiling in her.
Totally.
Yeah.
But yeah, we both agree you're not the asshole at all. So sorry
no,
that your friend.
No.
But I hope that if she's a good friend, she gets over it.
Yeah. So do you want to hear the update? Because
yeah.
Actually, that is helpful. Okay.
Okay, good.
So she said, edit. So I should have handled it better, but also allow me to address a few things. So I mentioned she's kind of hard on herself, but I think that's based on maybe the feedback that she got, which I disagree with. But so she says, one, we've discussed her behavior at length many times. So she did actually.
She
has
said something.
Feedback. Number two, I didn't bring it up out of nowhere. She initiated the conversation when she mentioned wanting to teach me how to be a mommy. That's when I put my foot down. Number three, don't think poorly of her. She's a phenomenal woman with a kind, loving, caring.
She's still my
heart.
Friend. I love her.
She works extremely hard and has given her kids an amazing life despite raising them basically alone. Her husband passed away while she was pregnant with the twins.
Oh, no.
And her other two were 3 and 18 months.
Oh, baby.
She was only 2 months pregnant at the time. Yikes. Fertile Myrtle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Four. I definitely should have used more tact and phrased things better and not made it a threat. I might not be pregnant yet, but I'm definitely feeling a lot of emotions about mm-hmm. everything. So I was way too sensitive about mm-hmm. things. I did call her and apologize for being too harsh. She admitted that she understood why I did it, and was actually happy that I set a boundary with her, even if I did it without tact.
Yes.
Look at that.
I love them. They're going to be friends forever because yes. They get it.
Yes. And she's probably like, girl, I even like wrote about this on Reddit because I was like so worried.
Oh, I'm so happy for them. Okay. Well, that's wonderful. I love an update.
I know, a positive update. So good.
I don't have any other updates, though. I don't have anything else. That was like a pretty easy one. And I love it because mm-hmm. I think it's so relevant. We're so hard on each other as women, but I'm happy. Yeah,
and I hope things like end up, you know, with your situation, they end up coming around too.
Oh, yeah. I'm not that worried about it. I'll talk to you.
Oh, okay. Good.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for joining us. This was super quick, like 15 minutes. These are everybody's favorite. They love this, like,
the last
one
was like 40 minutes. So I know, that kind of balances out perfect.
Totally. Yes. Okay. So we will talk to you guys again next week. But in the meantime, don't forget to like, subscribe, write us a mean comment, whatever you want to do.
Disagree with both of us since we agreed this time together. Totally.
You can disagree completely and be like, she is a total dick. I mean, you would be wrong, but that's fine.
Right.
Okay. Have a good day, everybody. Bye.
Yeah. Bye.